welcome, everybody. We've got a pretty full tour group. We're so glad to have you join us for Miracle Places Open House. My name is Mandy Cloninger.
And my name is Amy Elam.
The tour guides lead us through a hallway that ends at a 200-square-foot room. Two bunk beds lean against the dull-colored walls and a small bathroom to the side, a single light overhead. Cloninger says we are standing in one of the rooms where a family would normally stay.
We had a mom studying for her accounting certificate, sitting cross-legged on the bottom of this bunk, wearing a miner's life on her head.
That was then. Now 52 families will be able to live in apartments twice the size of the old ones, with furniture, a small living space, a desk area, and a bigger bathroom. Cloninger says it's the little things that matter.
The rugs, the sheets, the towels, the little pillow pets for our children. They're all those little elements that help to really make this a home for our families.
The money to construct and furnish these new apartments mostly comes from business and community donations. The goal is to raise $23 million to finish the whole project. So far, Metropolitan Ministries is about $8 million short. The first phase of the project includes constructing the new apartments, renovating the old ones for emergency stays by next February, expanding the dining room, and constructing an education, daycare, and counseling center. Tour guide Amy Elam calls this place home. She tells us Miracle Place provides her with the life skills, workshops, and education she needs to get back on her feet.
Being homeless is tragic enough, but sometimes we come in with a little more baggage.
Elam lived in Georgia as a waitress, and her husband was self-employed.
And a decline in business, he lost his job. I was working, but I was a waitress. And, you know, that also depends on the economy and whether people are in a good mood or in a bad mood.
Elam, her husband, and her 12-year-old daughter moved into a hotel where they lived for about 6 months. At that point, she says her husband got into an altercation with a neighbor and was sent to jail. 10 days later, Elam was robbed at gunpoint, where she had to be hospitalized for a fractured jaw. Shortly after, her daughter was hospitalized with double pneumonia.
And it happened all within a month. So it was very traumatic for us. I was scared. My husband wasn't there.
She then moved to Tampa with a stepsister, used up all her savings to move into a trailer, and then she lost her job.
And thinking that, okay, I'm a waitress, I can get another job, no big deal. My husband has all these skills, and he can, you know, he had joined us, and it just didn't happen.
But the money ran out quickly.
We were living in that trailer for about 6 weeks with no power, which meant no cooking facilities, no... Who knew it could be so cold in Tampa? It's supposed to be warm. It was cold. My daughter was cold.
Elam found Metropolitan Ministries a week before she got evicted. She's been living here for 3 months.
Someone asked me what the difference is between the old room and the new room, and my daughter saw it on Friday, and she just cried. Mommy, I have my own room again. My daughter and I are very close, but you don't realize those little things that, you know, that she's used to, and they're able to give that back to us now.
The second phase of the project will include constructing a K-5 school through a partnership with the Hillsborough County Public Schools, a recreation center, and a chapel. Joselise Ramos, WUSF 89.7 News.